Jenny, your last time just came up a little bit short. I don't see why we can't, you know, do it again. And offensively, you guys had probably the best game of the season against them. Mm-hmm. Did that give you confidence entering this weekend?
Yeah, I mean, to be completely honest, I'm very confident in every game. But this will be my first time that, you know, I think really in my career, that, like in life, where I've gotten to play someone twice in 1 year. So I've been really relying on, the veterans in our room. Flip and Ole, asking them, obviously the certain questions that rookies would have when you play someone twice. But we're always confident, but we know the challenge that lies ahead, and we know that we lost last time. You know, whether it was good or bad or ugly, we still lost, and so we know how hard we have to work just to get this win against a really good football team.
What can you take from the last meeting into this game, though?
One thing for me is you know their personnel. You know, you've played against them, you've seen them. For me as a rookie, that's always something that's unknown. You could see something on film, but, until you're really out there playing against somebody and you see them for the first time, you don't really know. And, so you know the personnel, you got notes on the personnel, things you remember, and that's something that's really helpful.
Had a pretty difficult game for a lot of the Denver game. It was, 90 yards passing going into the last drive and like 9 3 and outs. But Tony said he thought it was important to leave his young quarterback in to the end and see how, maybe hopefully finish strong, which you did. You put the ball in the end zone. What do you get out of that possession and the fact that you stayed until the end as opposed to maybe getting pulled and watched from the sideline?
Him saying this is my football team, that's how I feel. I should be out there no matter what, good, bad, or ugly. And for a long time, it was ugly. For me, it was really important to continue to finish. I'm all about finishing. So it was really important to me to go out there and, finish. And I'm glad that they kept their guys in because I'd have been mad if they weren't. I wanted to go out there and compete, one last time and just try and correct the things we've been trying to correct all game. And so we got to do that, but, that's in the past. Now we're moving on to, San Diego.
Monday's coach said, maybe you're just trying to do too much. How do you scale that back but still be aggressive?
Yeah, there's a fine line. There is a fine line. On the one pick, I was getting hit, I'm hitting the back, guy's hitting my arm. I'm still trying to, rip my arm through there to fight, fire a ball to Mike. Little things like that, just knowing the situations, learning the plays as a rookie, doing all those things, those are the first things. Now it's gotten to the point, now we're working situationally, trying to learn those things, which obviously Flip is spending a lot of time, trying to teach me and those things, and I'm trying to pick it up as fast as I can. So just knowing, what's the situation, what's our matchup, all those kind of things. And again, I've always, been someone who, you're going to have to pull me back a little bit instead of trying to get me going, maybe I was trying to do a little too much, like he said, but I got to be honest, I'd rather have it that way and have them say, hey, let's do this, instead of them having to try and get me to go.
If the running game continues to struggle, you're going to have to use a lot of short completions to move the chains, and you guys have done a lot of those. But I'm curious as to why do you think, as you watch it, that there's not a ton of yards after catch in your receptions as opposed to, Denver's extreme, obviously, that's Peyton Manning, but is it just where you put the ball in the position where the running back, where they can go forward? Is it scheme? Why do you think that there's not a lot of yards after catch?
It has to do with everything. You can't just say, there's not just like one thing that you could say, it's this. Because if it was that way, we'd work the heck out of that and make sure we did it, right the next time. I'm not really sure. We'll have to, continue just to work on those things. It's just, it's a little bit, it's really just a little bit of everything.
How do you feel like you guys, as an offense, play with pace? It seems like later in games, you guys have been able to score when you really push in the tempo. Do you think that could be an asset?
Yeah.
You guys operate that?
It's something that I think we do really well. I think that's one of the things, that we do well. It's one of the things our coaches like. And, in those situations, they want to go with it because, they know it's something that we do well. But, again, that's one of those things that, do you do it the whole time? Do you do it this? That's above my decision making. I just go out there. Whatever they say, I'm going to go do it the best of my ability. But so far it's been working for us. And, I don't know. If coach wants to do it, we'll be fired up about it.
What's the mood of the guys like out there? Are they holding up? Are they persevering?
You know, You know, I've heard obviously from a really close, reliable source about being on teams that started off bad, how coming to work is painful. You know, coming to work is hard. You know, coming to work is a lot of negative things. And I can promise you, coming here is like, you know, Coach Bruno has done such a great job of keeping our positivity and our moods up, you know, in meetings, you know, the way we practice, the way we fly around. If, to be honest, like, you would come out and just hang out in our locker room or hang out in our meetings, guys are just driven to get better. You know, guys are flying around, you know, the extra effort on practice. Guys that usually when a ball is completed, they stop and walk back to the huddle. You see guys still trying to sprint their tail off across the field to make a block. And those are marks and signs of good things. You know, when the effort goes down, that's bad. But, you know, the energy level is like, honestly, like we're 9-0, you know. You know, guys are running around and still striving to do whatever they can to make this thing right. And, you know, hopefully it'll be sooner than later. But, like I said, you know, it's going to happen one of these days, and I'll be excited to be a part of it.
Derek, there's a lot of competition at the wide receiver position, you know, and guys like Bryce Butler, in limited time, make big plays still. What is it about Bryce that you've seen?
Oh, man. Really, with all the receivers, I can say this, as I trust them. You know, and that's huge. You know, to, you know, on the touchdown that he caught, I had to throw it really early. You know, it's not the way we scripted it at all. But just based on the coverage they were playing, I had to throw it really early and just trust that he was going to get inside and get there to his spot and make the play. And he did. And so when we're doing those things, like that right there is just a sign of good things. You know, we're trusting each other instead of just saying, I don't think he's going to do it, and then something bad happens. You know, I think that I feel that way with all the guys. You know, you watch Demo. You know, we're coming out backed up. I throw him a go ball, and he goes up and makes a play. You know, all those guys compete so hard that, you know, maybe, yeah, he has limited time, but, you know, when he gets his chance, he goes in there and makes plays, you know, just like the rest of them.
Last time you guys played the Chargers, the offense was pretty opened up the last time. Is it for that reason alone we're looking forward to the game Sunday to get things kind of get firing again?
Oh, man, to be honest, coming off a loss, and that's any time off a loss, you're so excited just to get back out there. You know, you're like, man, you know, you're tired of thinking about the loss. You want to go out there and, you know, get another chance at it, get another shot at, you know, getting that first win. And, you know, for us, you know, the feeling, like you said, you hit it right. You know, we're excited just to get back out there. You know, that's what it is. You know, we never go out there and just say, you know, oh, we got to play another one. It's not like that or anything. We're so excited to finally get out there and finally get another chance to go get that first win.
Derek,